Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
One of the other great storylines from the weekend is Wrexham getting promoted to League One. This is their second consecutive promotion. This is the first time they're going to be in League One in 19 years. 19 years. But they beat Forest Green 6-0, and they clinched a top three finish in League Two, which automatically qualifies them for League One. So this sort of fairy tale story that we're seeing continues to be told. And Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney are absolutely over the moon. They were sending out social media posts, but you can just see, I mean, what this team has done for the city of Wrexham is unbelievable. People are, it's become a tourist destination.
How crazy is that?
This little tiny mining town in Wales is like the go-to spot for soccer now. It's absolutely remarkable.
It's a destination circled on a trip,
yes,
of the UK.
Yeah,
it's it like, really okay, is.
We gotta make sure we stop at Wrexham before we get to London.
I want to drink at that pub that's on TV. Yeah. Honestly enough, I know there's a lot of people that are very cynical about this because it's on TV and why should people care, mm-hmm, about the small team? But Wrexham and that TV show and the rise up the ranks is doing as much for soccer in America as probably MLS is doing right now. Maybe not as, you know, since Messi got here, but this, people care about this team at a level I never expected anyone to care about a League One or a League Two team.
So at the grassroots level.
I'm here for it. But also, if you watch Welcome to Wrexham, they do a really good job of telling the story of the town and how this club is so central, mm-hmm, to the community. And they went through some tough, tough times back in the day with some of these mining disasters. And it, the way that this has kind of reinvigorated Wrexham, the entire community, it's actually really, really beautiful. And it's a really great and positive thing that's happening there. I know it's like the bright, shiny lights of Hollywood, and you can kind of turn your nose up at it if you're a football purist. But in actuality, they're doing a lot of good. So,
Nico, counterpoint.
Nico just literally went, his nose went right up.
He's like, my nose couldn't get any higher.
Everything Wrexham is doing is amazing, and they're onto something. Mm-hmm. It's awesome to see. If you're an American and you like it, good for you. Support your local soccer,
too. Support your local soccer.
What do you rate higher, Ted Lasso or Wrexham?
The city that where you're from, the town that you're from, support that team.
If you had to choose one.
If I had to choose one.
Wrexham or Ted Lasso.
Like as a show?
Yeah.
Well,
Ted Lasso helped out a lot of people during a really rough time,
yeah,
in the world.
So Lasso.
It did.
Yeah. You're going Lasso all day?
Yeah. I'm going
Plus,
Lasso.
I know like two of the writers on the show.
Anyway,
yeah, I'm going Ted Lasso.
Congrats
all day
to Wrexham. Awesome stuff. You'd love to see it.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.